There are moments in our walk with God that feel confusing and even painful. We pray, we believe, we wait, and still, the answer does not come the way we expect. In John chapter 11, we see this kind of moment unfold in the story of Lazarus. Jesus is told that Lazarus, someone he loves deeply, is sick. The message reaches him in time. Healing feels possible. Hope is present. Yet Jesus does not rush. Lazarus dies. At first, this can feel difficult to understand. Why would Jesus delay when he had the power to heal? Why would God allow the situation to grow worse when he could have stepped in sooner? The story of Lazarus teaches us an important lesson. Waiting on God does not mean God has stopped caring. Delay does not mean denial. Jesus reminds us of this truth in John 16, verse 33, when he says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Walking with God does not remove hardship from our lives. Even when we are faithful, obedient, and prayerful, trouble can still come. Lazarus was loved by Jesus. His sisters, Mary and Martha, believed in him. Still, sickness entered their home. This shows us that hardship is not always a sign that something has gone wrong. Often, it is simply part of the journey of faith. One of the most striking details in this story appears when Jesus chooses to wait. After hearing that Lazarus was sick, he stays where he is for 2 more days. He does not rush. He does not explain himself right away. He waits. From a human perspective, that delay feels painful. Mary and Martha expected Jesus to come quickly. They trusted him. They had seen his power before. Yet Jesus arrives after Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. This moment teaches us something important. God's timing is intentional, even when it feels uncomfortable. Waiting does not mean God is unaware or absent. Often, it means he is working in ways we cannot yet see. Jesus explains that Lazarus's illness would not end in death, but would be used for God's glory. While Lazarus did die physically, the story was not over. God had a greater purpose beyond immediate relief. Isaiah 55 verse 8 reminds us of this truth. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. We often want God to move quickly. We want the problem solved and the pain removed. God, however, sees the full picture. He knows how seasons of waiting shape our faith, deepen our trust, and reveal his power. What feels like delay to us may actually be preparation. Jesus later tells his disciples that he was glad he was not there when Lazarus died, so that they could believe. This reveals another important lesson. Faith often grows strongest in the waiting, not in the instant answer. Waiting stretches us. It teaches patience. It shifts our focus away from outcomes and toward trust. Endurance grows when we choose to believe God, even when the situation does not make sense. True spiritual growth does not happen only in moments of blessing. It also grows in seasons of uncertainty. Even in the waiting, God is never absent. Although Jesus delayed, he never abandoned Mary and Martha. Hebrews 13 verse 5 reminds us of God's promise. "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." When Jesus arrives, he weeps with them. He enters their grief. He shows compassion. Waiting on God does not mean God is distant from our pain. He sees our tears. He understands our disappointment. He walks with us through it. God's silence does not equal God's absence. When Jesus finally calls Lazarus out of the tomb, everything changes. What seemed final is no longer final. What looked hopeless is transformed. The delay reveals God's power in a way immediate healing never could. God's answers may not arrive how we expect, but they always arrive with purpose. Our expectations may differ from God's approach, but his way leads to a greater outcome. The story of Lazarus reminds us that waiting is not wasted time. Waiting refines faith. It strengthens patience. It deepens trust. We may not always understand God's timing, but we can trust his heart. When we surrender our expectations and pray according to his will, peace begins to replace frustration. Waiting on God is not easy, but it is never without purpose. Thank you for listening. Read more faith-building posts at walkingwiththelord.net.